Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CEO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 27th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today, Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I'm doing delightful. I'm very excited that this is the last week the High Rollers Room is in play. So happy last week of the twist day. Or a week, rather, for me at least. But yeah, I'm excited to talk about everything. It's been a good night. So let's go.
Yes, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 51 in the house, and we had an eviction, we had an HOH competition, and we have new plans for a new week. So let's get into it all here, Puya. It was Derek's last day on the feeds, Derek X's last day on the feeds. He did continue to campaign all the way down to the buzzer, basically, talking to Sarah Beth, talking to Azza, Big D, multiple people, talking to Kylan, trying to get something to work, something to land, continue to tell Sarah Beth, you're in trouble, girl. This is not going to work out for you. And she did not believe him. We also got some Tiffany roasting Kylan for pretending to be Derek's friend when he has been trying to get him out all week.
Yeah, it was particularly fun. First of all, I'm very happy that Derek X played till the bitter end, regardless of how it might have looked like. And I like that his spirits were still up, even when he kind of knew the writing was on the wall. He never, you know, sulked. He stayed positive, and I loved every bit of that. And as far as the roasting between Tiffany and Kylan goes, that was very fun for me, especially because Kylan threw the line out of, well, you're not telling me anything that 5 million people on Twitter aren't saying, so it doesn't matter to me. So I'm like, okay, Kylan, that's a very good read from you in the house, so we'll see you out here.
And I mean, the thing too, though, is that Kylan really does come away the winner on this one, considering that he does end up getting to cast that sympathy vote. And from what I have seen, the casual audience is very pissed at Tiffany and Azza, and very happy with Hannah and Kylan, even though if I were to give the power ranking of who wanted Derek X to stay the most, it would be Tiffany, Azza.
Hannah, well, that's funny too. Yeah, because during the middle of the joking, Tiffany did joke about, well, like, I want to vote for him or vote to keep him. And then he was like, well, do you want my sympathy vote? Because there's only two and one of them's mine. Do you want mine? I mean, and that's the thing, right, is that because of the way they set it all up, the casuals don't know any better. They're going to see two votes like, see, if those two had voted for him, then it would have been fine. He would have been there. They don't understand that this was all pre-decided. But, you know, especially in a week like this where money's on the line, this might be the Hannah bump that Hannah might have needed, although there's also envelopes in play now with more BB bucks in them. So who knows who has what at this point?
Yes. So Derek X was evicted. Kyland and Hannah did cast their votes as sympathy votes. Just to be clear here, these were planned sympathy votes. If this is not a situation where Tiffany and Azza could have voted the other way. If they had voted the other way, then Hannah and Kyland would not have voted to keep Derek X. There was no scenario where all four of them were willing to vote for Derek X to stay at the same time. It was just a matter of who gets to cast those sympathy votes. And really, for the sake of America, is pretty much the only real reason that they would. Derek X is evicted from the game. We get to a new HOH competition, and Tiffany is going to win this HOH competition. Xavier throws it correctly. Thank you, Xavier. Knowing that he has to be a third nominee either this week or next week, he chooses to take it this week, which is definitely the right call. Winning HOH next week would actually not be bad for Xavier at all, especially if he wants to take Claire out and protect Alyssa. So this is definitely the call for him. And then we see Tiffany win this HOH. And additionally, there are some envelopes that they are going to pick up. Now, Julie said that these envelopes contained anywhere from $50 to $100. I think she said either $50 or $100, but what she apparently meant was anywhere from $50 to $100. But later, we hear from Hannah that, and Hannah could be wrong about this because she's occasionally wrong about these things. Hannah believes that basically they've been told that there are envelopes that do contain $0, $50, $75, and $100. That means that what we were talking about last night, where we assumed that they all contained at least 50, is not necessarily the case. And that means that that Hannah is not necessarily guaranteed a shot at the Coin of Destiny, and that Claire could still lose out on the shot at the Coin of Destiny if she gets a $0 envelope, assuming that that is the case. So we are going to wait and see on that one. But again, Hannah could be wrong about this. Hannah is somebody who very confidently explains things that are wrong, like all the time. They asked her how they were talking about how the veto draw would work with the third nominee. And she was like, well, Tiffany, you're just going to draw the two chips. Like, okay, that's correct. What happens if she gets house guest choice? Then she chooses. What happens if she gets two house guest choices? Then she chooses both nominees. That's how it works, guys. Like, why are you so confident about this? It's not true.
I mean, I love it. I love it because it's kind of like, you know, you got to have that confidence in the game, but also it is incorrect information. But the good news is it's relatively inconsequential, because when they find out the truth that she doesn't pick both, I don't think there's going to be much heat over here. It's not like she gave people the wrong information for the HOH competition.
Oh,
like,
no.
Yeah.
She's just so confidently. It's like, typically if you're just guessing at something, you're just kind of this is maybe how, like, I would imagine it would work this way, but she's no, you don't understand. It works this way.
Yeah. Well, it's like because also Chata's been in the house and been, you know, bragged about as the encyclopedia of the house. Mm. So if I got pumped up like that, I'd be like, yeah, whatever I say goes. And even if I was doubting myself, I no longer doubt myself, because like, also who's going to fact check her at this point?
Well, reality. So that's how we think things are going to work here. Again, there's a chance that there's $0 envelopes that would matter a lot. We're going to find out later today. So we will discover what's going to go down here. But Tiffany is our new HOH, and Tiffany is going to immediately start doing some one-on-ones. Prior to that, though, she talks to Kyland, really to kick a lot of this off. And she just lets him know, Espy's going. I want her gone. I've been on a mission, Kyland. She's got to go. And she says, look, once Sarah Beth leaves, once we hit the six, we're going to need to work together. I hope you know that. We are the top two targets in the cookout. We're going to have to watch each other's backs. And he says, what really? We're not the Patriots. I mean, you've got like what, Big D targeting you? And I've got what, like Ozza targeting? Like, who else is targeting me other than Ozza?
Everybody's targeting you, Kylan.
The call's coming from inside the cookout, Kylan. You're not looking too shabby right now. You're like literally, it's funny because Kylan, if this was 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, be like, yeah, no, Kylan has nothing to worry about. He's safe. He's well insulated. But in the last couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks, his stock has fallen amongst them and he would probably be the first one to go. Or if someone out of the cookout was to win, he would be the first collateral damage, I do believe, if they have no other choice but to send a cookout member home.
Yeah. So she says, look, we just need to watch out for each other. That's the thing. Again, Tiffany continuing to try to work on the women and on Kylan. And she still is looking at, it seems, targeting Kylan first, or at least going along with the fact that Kylan's being targeted first. However, she does not seem to work on Xavier as much. I'm still convinced that she's going to try and make a move on Xavier at some point, but we'll see on that one. Tiffany is going to talk with Claire. She says that obviously nominations are going to be Sarah Beth, Kylan, and then she says that if one of them comes down, she'll put Alyssa on the block. She says to Claire that she wants to have at least some kind of understanding between the four women minus Sarah Beth and Alyssa, Hannah herself, Ozza, and Claire, that they should be looking out for each other and that they should not be going after each other.
Yeah, and they were the specific four were the group we saw Tiffany celebrating with, or rather the three, not counting herself, when the feeds came back on. And it's very clear that this is something Tiffany wants sorted, which I think is a very good spot for her to be in. And because ultimately, if SB is the target this week, the next plan is to turn Claire onto Alyssa and Alyssa onto Claire, plant those seeds so that if one of them wins, they're in a safe spot. So I thought this was a very good start to, you know, put Claire in this situation where Claire is in a good spot. Claire's with this group. She has the backing of this group. Therefore, she's probably not going to go after any of them. That's a good spot for her to start planting these seeds moving forward.
Yes. And she's also trying to prep Claire to be the final seven person. Yes. Where if Claire wins that HOH, she's not targeting the people that Tiffany genuinely wants to keep safe at the final six, which are the women of the game, and that Claire would ultimately go after Xavier and Kylan, I would imagine, is what she would try to shoot at. And she is going to try to start putting in work to make sure that Claire is the person that hits the final seven. Now, Tiffany winning this HOH, a lot of people are excited about it. Tiffany herself is very excited about it. I do not think that this was the right HOH for Tiffany to win, ultimately. The timing is not great. First of all, the coin of
destiny, 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 destiny
is in play. So it's you know, she might have her HOH taken over by somebody else anyway. And you might say, well, that doesn't matter because, you know, anybody that wins the coin of
destiny, 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 destiny
will want to use it to take out Sarah Beth. But that's kind of the point here, right? Everybody this week was planning on targeting Sarah Beth. And that means that Tiffany is just the person actually doing it. And it means that Tiffany will not be competing next week when the real battle begins between whether it's going to be Alyssa or Claire that go home at the final eight. And that's going to matter a lot. And we'll talk about it a bit more throughout the night. But again, we've talked about this before. Whoever makes that final seven spot is a big advantage for the person that has that person in the game. So somebody like Xavier having Alyssa there, it's huge for him that Alyssa's there at final seven because he can very safely throw the final seven HOH and be able to compete at the final six. And worst case scenario, Alyssa wins. Now he gets to choose who he wants the shot taken at prior to six, and he still gets to compete at six, and he still has Alyssa in the game. So he's solid if Alyssa's there. Same is true of Claire with Tiffany and the women of the cookout. And so they're all starting to think about this, and it's really going to matter next week. And so that's why I feel like probably not the best timing here.
Well, I do think that if anyone can use an HOH reign to solidify themselves for the future week and solidify kind of the narrative they want, it is Tiffany. And ultimately, the silver lining for me is that this is a huge notch in Tiffany's belt now. Huge bump up in the resume. At least it's an HOH win. So I think there's that to carry. And I guess it's a good week, if not for the fact that she is taking out someone that everyone else would have wanted to take out. So she's not really causing any waves, really. Where like the biggest wave she might have had to worry about is Kylan, but it's very clear to me that she's been the Kylan tamer over the night. So I think she's good as far as the social implements go. Now, competition wise, yes, there will be some difficulties if she cannot participate. So again, just for the clarity with all this stuff, there's too many damn rules. I'm assuming if a coin flip happens, she will still not be able to and the coin flip works, she will still not be able to compete next week, right? No matter what.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So then, yeah, for that reason, that will be sad that she can't compete next week. But again, a good notch on the resume regardless.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that she should have thrown this because a player like Tiffany, especially like you have to take your wins when you can get them. Now if she makes it to the final two, she at least has one HOH on her resume. There's no guarantee that she could have been able to win the next HOH. Just in terms of, you know, last week we talked about time or last night we talked about timing of this HOH. I do not think this was the ideal timing here for Tiffany and by extension, Claire. But we will see. We will see.
It's a good, real quick, it's a good statistic HOH win. I did see a tweet today that Tishan, Mickey, and I believe week eight HOH has gone on to win the game these last couple of seasons. So that's good for those stat lovers that like that connection could be there. So that's one good thing.
Those are like comp winners, though. Those are people that like went on to win a lot of comps.
Right, right. Well, so hey, maybe it's
there were a lot of comps that they won. but yes, we'll see. Sarah Beth is getting nervous. She feels like she's in some trouble. She's going to talk to Xavier about it. She said, I think me and Kylan are going to go up and block. Derek told me that everyone was targeting me in this house, and I didn't believe him. But I'm starting to get a little bit worried. You know what he told me, Xavier. He told me that I would be a shield for you and Alyssa. That's silly, right? Is that what's happening? Look, I trust Big D. Hopefully Big D gets the coin of destiny and then, you know, he'll save me, right?
Yeah, this is the thing I was talking about earlier with Good Guy DX. Kind of, he didn't blow up anyone's game on the way out. He didn't put anyone on the spot, but he did throw some subtle nuggets before he left. The other thing he's thrown back into the house is that, hey, Claire has $100, just so you know. And, you know, SB is right to worry. I will not forget this because I get to talk about the Friday morning update. Last week, I remember the first conversation she had during her HOH was with Kylan being like, I want to play this week so good that it solidifies me a final two spot. And then here she is being like, I don't think it's going to go well. It's like Spider-Man during Infinity. I don't feel so good, Mr. Stark. Yeah, you shouldn't, SB. It's not looking good for you at all.
Yeah, she came out of that HOH with literally every person in the house going like, planning to target her. Prior to last night, I would have said maybe Alyssa wouldn't have. Very clear that Alyssa would have targeted Sarah Beth as well. So literally every single person in the house, including, I believe, even Kylan, probably. I mean, given the fact that Kylan was throwing this HOH, obviously Kylan would have targeted Claire or Alyssa first. But he threw the competition because he was very willing or would have planned on throwing the competition. Tiffany does not believe he actually threw the competition, nor do I, actually. But I do think he would have if Alyssa had gone out of the competition.
To add a little bit more to this, SB also, in a very rare move, alienated America, who's going to vote for Bucks this week, by pretty much telling them to put the Bucks where the sun don't shine. So
honestly, America can wipe their butt with the BB Bucks.
And spoiler alert, she's going to ask America for some money later. So it's so funny. It's just so funny to me. You have to laugh. You really do.
Yeah. So, did not exactly put herself in the best of spots here. You know, she wasn't in a great spot before, but literally the one person that saved her, 2 weeks ago, even though he did end up putting her on the block, which I still do think was a mistake, was Derek. And everything he's telling her was definitely the truth.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Tiffany's going to continue to talk to people one-on-one. She talks to Azza. She says that the goal now is to make sure that Alyssa and Claire are targeting each other next week. That's what they need to make sure is going on. And she says that it's important to make sure that Claire is the last non-cookout member in the game because she is the least likely to target the women. She will go after the men and the women will be safe if the you know, scenario happens that Claire wins that HOH. So that's what she is pitching to Azza. I think the pitch here for Tiffany, the thing that she really needs to start moving on is, hey, Alyssa is a better competitor. Alyssa was in the top three of that HOH competition. She almost won that HOH. She already has two comp wins under her belt. Claire has nothing. Claire sucks. She can't win a thing in this game. We should definitely take Claire to seven. She is much less likely to win that HOH in the first place. I think that's a very solid argument that if you are pro cookout, you can't really defend against very well. I would expect her to start using that argument, hopefully soon, but so far she's talking to, you know, the people that she knows, you know, would benefit them to keep Claire around, and she's just using that that benefit as the argument why Claire should stick around.
And I think, aside from it personally benefiting Tiffany's game that Claire would be the last one before Alyssa, as a collective, it just makes the most sense given what we've seen performance wise, right? So if we remove anyone's affiliation with the two, it's very clear that Alyssa has way more capability of winning anything comparing the two. Alyssa has had a bunch of runner up moments. She's been very close multiple times in multiple competitions. And, you know, Claire hasn't won anything. So it would almost be the way it's written with these shows where she wins when no one thought she would win, like the Sabrina HOH and BB Can 2. Like, that could happen, but it's a lot less unlikely, a lot less likely than Alyssa winning one. So I think even if Tiffany didn't have a specific preference, it makes the most sense. I do think starting to push that narrative and remind people of that more will help. The only person I think that it would definitely not work on is Xavier, because obviously Xavier has a lot more of a closer connection to Alyssa for himself personally. That makes the most sense. Big D? No, maybe. I don't know. I think if anything, that's the only two. Everyone else, I think Claire staying would benefit them ultimately.
Well, and the sort of the great part about this argument is that it's exactly Xavier's argument last week for taking out Derek, and you're just flipping it around on him this time. The reason we took out Derek was that he was such a great competitor, and we needed to make sure that we took out the biggest competitor. Well, now Alyssa's the biggest competitor, Xavier. Why are you not on board? And you can make it seem like Xavier is now the selfish one, not on board with the cookout. And he would have to sort of conform to the correct argument, right? We'll see. We may not end up seeing that, but it wouldn't surprise me if that becomes a big thing throughout this week when we're talking about, when they're talking about next week and then heading into next week. There's definitely going to be some debates about which one should go. And it may even be that, that, you know, it might come down to the HOH. It might just straight up come down to a vote. They might just put up Alyssa and Claire on the block together, because why not at that point? And then it may be a genuine, like, actual majority vote that rules. So this is going to be, with this week all but set in stone, if not for, you know, some key veto wins, we are going to, I think, be talking a lot about which of Alyssa or Claire goes home next week. And I know they're going to jury, guys. It's just more fun to say home.
It's more fun to send them back, yeah.
So Tiffany's going to talk with Big D. She pitches to him as well that Claire should be the last to go, but Big D disagrees. He thinks that it should be Alyssa. So they're already on this sort of train here. Tiffany talks to Alyssa, and Alyssa immediately, this is the sign of a terrible HOH reign, right? You build relationships, you choose to go after certain people, you think that you have new relationships, new alliances. The following week, before anything else happens, those relationships and alliances are throwing you under the bus for what you did that week. That's a sign of a terrible HOA train, and that's exactly what's happening here. Alyssa immediately is like, Tiffany, let me tell you, did you know that Sarah Beth last week tried to pretend like I made the decision to save Big D with the roulette twist on my own? Like I called that shot? No, she told me not to save Claire and to save Big D instead, and then put all the blame on me. Can you believe that? Do you know what? You know what else? Derek X, before he left, he told me that she was going to target me, if not for him, that he was the one being targeted, but I was the backup target. And you know what? I believe him. Because I believe Derek X, unlike Sarah Beth. Tiffany says, well, I've been told that you were targeting me. And Alyssa's like, unbelievable. No way. Absolutely not. I can't believe this, Sarah Beth. I haven't trusted Sarah Beth since week 5. And it's like, yeah. And Sarah Beth knew that before Kylan talked to her for 5 hours. She says, Xavier's been trying to convince me that I can trust Sarah Beth, but I never have. This girl is not trustworthy. And so Tiffany's like, so I take that to mean that you would not use the veto on her if you won? Of course not. Absolutely not. You would use it on Xavier. Yes, of course. I would definitely use it on Xavier. Perfect. We're good.
Alyssa does a great job here. Because last week, I remember during the one-on-one, she was the one who went up to SB and was like, hey, Tiffany didn't seem too happy that you won. And tried to plant a seed there. Didn't work. Wasn't believed there. But I think Tiffany is very much believing everything Alyssa's putting down here, to the point where I think there's an outside chance that Tiffany might not want to in the situation where Sarah Beth doesn't win a veto or doesn't win the veto. I don't think she's going to necessarily want to put Alyssa up if she doesn't have to. So that is a good job from Alyssa, giving you exactly everything you wanted to hear, Tiffany, right there.
Yes. Now, the only reason to be concerned about putting Kylan and Sarah Beth on the block is a scenario that I think we outlined last night, which is that if Alyssa wins the veto and uses it on Sarah Beth, and now all of a sudden Tiffany will be forced to take out Claire. That's a really bad scenario for her. But with Xavier as the third nominee, there's basically no chance that Alyssa wins the veto and uses it on Sarah Beth instead of Xavier. Right. So she should feel pretty comfortable making these nominations. The only way something that like that would happen is if the cookout was completely blown up anyway, at which point is Claire even all that useful to her? Because Claire will also probably be against the cookout, but honestly still would be pretty useful. But That's where things are. So Tiffany is going to feel comfortable putting Kyland and Sarah Beth on the block with Alyssa not using the veto on Sarah Beth. And you're correct, Puyet. She does feel good about this conversation. Feels like she has enough of a working relationship with Alyssa. She also is fresh off of a conversation with Big D, where Big D said he wanted Alyssa to be the seventh person. She has talked in the past about making sure that she works on the relationship with Alyssa in the event that Alyssa is the seventh person in the game. And so she tells Xavier in her one-on-one with him that she would like to prevent Alyssa from going up on the block this week if possible. Highland ends up winning the veto, then she wants to put Big D on the block to preserve her relationship with Alyssa. And if, of course, if Sarah Beth wins the veto, then Alyssa would go up and go home. But she does want to try to preserve that relationship with Alyssa as much as possible so that she is not going to be targeted at seven if Alyssa is the one to make it to seven.
That's a very good call by her. We didn't talk about this, but now it might be handy. During the Big D conversation, the one-on-one, the ending of that, Big D kind of assumes that he might go up on the block and Tiffany doesn't correct him and then has good chuckles.
Yeah, she tells him, like, you leave this conversation like you're worried you're going to be put up on the block. Yeah. Like, that's not going to be a problem.
Yeah, and I just love that Big D kind of thinks these things, because now if she puts him on the block, it's not like a big surprise, because Big D's convinced himself that, hey, I could still potentially go up on the block. And I feel like this will work to Tiffany's benefit, because like everything that was just highlighted, because also before all of the one-on-ones, Tiffany kind of mentioned that she would like for Xavier to stay on the block so that there are no what was the reasoning there? So that there would not be votes that would go against her with the SB thing?
Well, in particular, she wants Xavier to be on the block for the veto situation. As long as Xavier's on the block, then he will be able to play in the veto and other people will use the veto on him. And that if he stays in the block post veto for the vote, then there's like the vote is very easy. Like, oh, we have to vote out. It's like, basically, if Xavier's on the block, there's no reason for Alyssa to try and flip onto Kyland or something like that, because she's going to have more incentive to go along with the house to take out Sarah Beth, because that's the easier path. If she tries something else, then Xavier's on the block. So she's going to want the easiest path to keep Xavier safe rather than thinking about what's best for my game. It's what's best to keep Xavier safe, which is the easy one, which is Sarah Beth.
And I think after a bunch of these conversations, she warms up to the idea of, no, let's just, like, if the veto is won and X comes off the block, that's perfect. That's completely fine. The nom stay the same. I don't have to renom. It's good.
Yes. So that's what's going on there. Tiffany is going to have a conversation with Sarah Beth, and Sarah Beth comes in. She says that, before Derek left, he told me that everybody is coming after me. That's silly, right? And Tiffany says, look, Sarah Beth, I feel like you and Kai, Xavier and Alyssa, you're strong duos. And with Derek X gone, I feel like my side of the house has been left defenseless against you guys. You put Claire on the block, and I know she wasn't a target for you, but this, clearly this is the position that we're in this house. And so, you know, losing DX in this game, it really made me question where I am in the house. And if I went the route of you and Kyland, I would give you two the opportunity to play in the veto. Don't worry about that. And she has that tone as well. Like it's very motherly tone with Sarah Beth. She says, Sarah Beth says, you know, I did learn last week that that the Jokers are a lot closer to X and Alyssa than I had thought. So, you know, if you think about it, they're definitely more dangerous in this game. And I wasn't lying to you when I said that I wanted to work with you and Claire. I promise. And Tiffany's kind of like, well, you know, you did put Claire on the block and you took out Derek X, which was like cutting off my legs in this game. Sarah Beth said, well, first of all, I didn't realize that taking Derek X out was cutting off your legs. I didn't know that. And Tiffany's like, well, he was a strong competitor. Then he could have stayed in this house and taken out big targets in this game that weren't you, even. But maybe you're aligned with those targets, and maybe that you, maybe you're playing to protect them in this game. And Sarah Vest's like, I don't want you to think that sending Derek home was for other people. That's not what the move was about. Sure. Okay. I know that I can't take Kai to the end. I mean, come on, obvious. I'm keenly aware of the fact that, you know, as a woman, Kai's going to kind of beat me in the end. So I know I'm going to cut Kai. That's obviously going to happen. So you would definitely be in position to benefit from that. Okay. Okay, honey. Yeah. Sure.
This was very fun to watch because you could see in Sarah Beth's eyes, she has seen the writing on the wall, and she's trying to, as subtly as she can, maybe justify something, move something, pin it on the Jokers a little bit. There's no give here. There's no give. It's very clear. And I love, again, the way Tiffany did this was perfect. The tone was perfect. Mentioning that if she did it as a courtesy, she'll put them both on the block so they can play for Vito. Perfect. This was very well done. And ultimately, you couldn't, like, there was nothing that could be done to make, you know, to be mad about. It was the right way to do it.
Mm-hmm. This does not go well for Sarah Beth. This conversation is, it's not Janelle, right? It's not like screaming in somebody's face, like, ah, you screwed up. You shouldn't have taken out Kacer. It's not that, because that's obviously not great for anybody's game, but it's like, it's the game aware version of that, where she is just very calmly and just a smidge of patronizing, just explaining to Sarah Beth, you screwed up. You shouldn't have taken Derek out. But in a way that is not in Sarah Beth's face, just lightly, yes, twisting the knife and just being like, shouldn't have done it. Shouldn't have done it.
The part of it that would have been Janelle-esque, she does in private amongst her alliance members. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of the night, she joked about what her eviction speech was, her nomination speech was going to be about Sarah Beth. And that's where she does that. The rest of it, it's more Game of Thrones. It's more in your face, but sly, but subtle. Again, not mean so that you can have a negative reaction about it, but you know you're playing a losing verbal battle when you're talking to her in this instance.
Yeah, the eviction speech, hopefully something along the line. You sent my friend Derek X home. I told you that was a mistake. Put your damn heart glasses on. Don't let the door hit you on the way out, Sarah Beth.
Oh, I love it.
Please tell me you do not have the Julie being overly excited about Derek X. I didn't need to hear that.
Derek X. Oh, I love it.
I regret my decision to talk about that.
Baby D.
All right. Then we're going to get Hannah's one-on-one. They talk through the week. Hannah is going to, she's feeling very guilty. This is pretty much exactly what we were just talking about yesterday, the day before, about Hannah and sort of like at least my theory on why she was so dead set on Derek X leaving that she was really struggling with it. And feeling very guilty and just wanted it over with and feeling like she didn't want to have to do it directly. I still do. I feel like, again, like emotionally, this wasn't the easier, even though it seems easier, it seems like the shinier way to do it, to be like, I don't have to actually confront this to Derek X and I get to sort of like have my hands clean. Like that will theoretically be easier, right? But I think ultimately, ends in more feelings of guilt, and Hannah is really struggling here. She ends up crying to Tiffany, sobbing to Tiffany. She feels so bad about stabbing him in the back. And again, it's in part because he doesn't even know that she stabbed him in the back yet. And so she's having to live through him just like being so grateful to her for all of what she's done for him in the game. And like, she's like, I'm literally holding a knife in your back right now. And you're telling me that I'm the best number one ever. And he was telling the guys like, hey, you look out for Hannah in this game. And he was like, he's such a good person. And I like him so much. And I've screwed him over. Like I was there, like just stabbing him. And I prevented him from getting further in this game. And like, I just feel so terrible about it. And Tiffany is there trying to, trying to comfort her. Like, I get it. Like, I know exactly what you're feeling. I felt the same way about Claire. I feel the same way about Derek X. I've had these conversations. It's a rough moment for Hannah. And I feel so bad. Like, this is, again, it's such an interesting scenario because there really is something greater, that they're working toward. Right. And because of that, they're having to face these emotions, that are contrary to what they would. Normally, when you do something like this, the emotion to counter your guilt is your own self-interest. Well, I'm doing this because I have to. It's a game. And, in order for me to win, I need to make this move. But that's not the line that they can use right now. The line is that there is something greater than myself. And you'd think like, oh, that's easier. But I don't think it is because it's still not yourself. And so it is making them more like they're still dedicating themselves to it. And kudos to them for sticking to that, even when it's not in their self-interest. But, they're actively having to choose not only this cause over themselves, but over the people that they care about. And it's causing their emotions to swell up. It's making them, their emotions are now causing them to make, poorer decisions in the game because they're having to contend with them. And it's super hard. Like, I'm not playing my own game. I'm not, I'm stabbing my friends in the back, and she just feels so bad about it. And I feel bad for her. Like, and I know that there were like, cause here's the thing. Again, people were talking about like, oh, Hannah, she's so heartless. I can't believe what she's doing. And I even saw people while she was crying, like, you should be crying. How dare you cry when you did this? What do you mean? She's not heartless, clearly. What do you want from her? Like, she feels bad because she did that. She did it because she felt bad. That's how people work all the time. So, this is a big moment. And I hope that those that, feel very, strongly against Hannah are able to take a step back and have some empathy for somebody who's just trying to do her best in a game where she has so many different conflicting motivations and emotions. These are just people and they have feelings.
Yeah. I don't trust the show to put this on the edited show. So I would say everyone, it's about 12:30 a.m. ET. If you want to check out that one-on-one, this was very important for me. This is something that obviously we've seen it circulate in the Big Brother casual group. We've seen it circulate on Twitter. There's this sentiment that people are big mad about this alliance because they are not playing self-interested, because they're not doing what's good for them. They're just simply going down this line and doing this thing and not caring about the game. First of all, there are no rules to the game. You can play the game however you want to play it. When these six came in and they saw each other, they decided, you know what? My individual game is not my priority. My priority is to be 1-6 for the chance to win. That way, in the future, in seasons to come, if someone is going to apply for the show who can relate to me, who looks like one of us, who comes from our background, comes from our community, can see a winner on the winner's banner and be like, that is someone I relate to. That is someone who's like me. So that's why they're doing it. They're doing it beyond for themselves. They, And obviously, when they get to six, you're going to see people start deciding to maybe play and win. But this is the only way to guarantee it. Yes, statistically, there's six of them and there's three other people. So they could still win it if they let everything go and do it. At this point, they 22 seasons have made them believe this is the only way to do it. They've put themselves aside for this. It's very selfless, but they're also human. They're also feeling it. Hannah literally said last night, it would be so much easier if I felt the way about all the six, the way I felt about Derek Hex. I would feel good about it. I would feel okay. But the only person I feel that way about really is you, Tiffany. So aside from you and DX, I don't have anyone. And we all know DX is so amazing. There's a reason why he's getting the votes from every direction for the BB Bucks. He is lovely. He is also the only Asian representation of the season. And I was very happy to see him on the season. However, for the six, if the six are playing as a collective, that move made the best sense for them, whether or not emotions were in play. And clearly, they had to put them aside to do it. They've all broken down about this, about other votes. Xavier has broken down about this. Oz has broken down about this. We've seen Kylan broke down about this yesterday. Chada has broken down about this. And not about this specific vote, but other votes potentially. It's not easy on them at all. But they know what they're doing and why they're doing it. And it's more important for them than anything. It was only last year when we had Davon talking about all these issues on the live feeds. It was only last year when Davon said what she said in her eviction speech. It's only been a year. This does not surprise me that they're doing this for more than just their own self-gain. And I love that they're doing it. And I understand that it's not for everybody. I understand that some people are turned off by the season because, again, there's this steamroll and there's this group that's working together and ignoring everything else. Maybe it's not your season. But this season might be the most important season of Big Brother that I've watched. So I'm very happy to get to talk about it. And scene. That's it. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're watching Hannah break down and you're like, what the hell? Just own it. Or just like, why are you crying about it when you're the one that did this in the first place? How dare you feel bad or whatever? I don't think that you're understanding what's happening here. This is an example of how much it means to them. And maybe you don't understand that because you don't know what it's like to be in that position. But this should show you how much this means to the players in the house and lots of people watching at home, that they are breaking down because of the decisions and the choices that they're having to make and the game that they're trying to play. This cause getting this result, it matters that much to them. You shouldn't be like, how dare you feel bad about what you're doing when you're still doing it? You should be thinking, why do you feel so bad about doing this and you're still doing it? Because there's something else that they care so deeply about. And maybe you don't care about that. Maybe it doesn't matter to you, but it clearly matters to them. And, you know, maybe that's something that you should think about. And maybe open yourself, your eyes up to a little bit more. Because between Hannah herself, Tiffany has talked about it, Xavier, every single one of them, Big D, maybe, I don't know. Every single one of them, it matters so much to. Instead of trying to judge their emotions and the struggles that they're going through for that, try to see it from their perspective a little bit, try to understand their emotions a little bit more. And maybe we get a little bit of a better picture of what's going on here. So, yeah, there we go. Anyway. Xavier is going to talk to Alyssa and let her know that, you know, he talked to Tiffany and he feels like, I think you're good this week. Don't worry that even if Kylan wins the veto, I don't think you're going to go up on the block. I don't think she's looking at you. So I think you're good this week. Of course, not letting her know that if Sarah Beth wins the veto, then it's probably her leaving this week. But he does kind of pass along the message that the Tiffany is solid here with her.
Yeah. Again, there's only one situation where things are going to change here, and that's Sarah Beth winning the veto. In every other scenario, anyone else has that necklace, this is done. It's over. This week's done.
Mm-hmm. So Kylan is going to talk to Sarah Beth And she is, she feels like, okay, maybe I think I maybe did a little bit of a good thing in the conversation with Tiffany, but I'm definitely still very worried. He says, don't be worried. It's, you did a great job last week. There's no reason to regret what you did last week. Don't you have confidence? And you say, I don't have any confidence. No, I don't have any confidence. Don't you have confidence in me, Sarah Beth? Come on. You put your confidence in me. Wasn't Derek X a great player? Yeah. Wasn't he loyal to me? Yeah. And I stayed with you, right? Yeah. So you're okay. Don't worry about it. You did the right thing and we're going to be okay. And she says, well, okay, well, maybe because I'm in danger, America will give me the 100, right? I mean, I don't want to embarrass myself by like thinking I'll get the 100, but like it's possible, right?
Maybe. If you pray really long and hard, maybe miracles do happen. We'll see.
Yeah. And Kylan says, well, you were compared to a legendary player tonight. She says, what do you mean? I don't think America will like somebody that was called cold. He's like, what do you mean cold? Yeah, Derek called me cold. He's like, no, he said you were playing, he said Nicole F. Like, what? I thought he said cold AF. No. He said you were playing a Nicole F game. Are you? Feeds cut.
It's so funny. It was so funny that she thought for like hours that on the live show, Derek said, someone here has been playing a cold F game and refers to her. She just completely missed it. And no one clued her until Kylan did. So I was dying. I was dying. I'm sad the feeds got cut, but also I understand why they might have done it.
And then by the time they come back, she's talking about like, well, if it's you and me on the blog, I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna go home. She's like, that's so annoying. Like, well, at least I sent Derek X to the jury house. At least I have that.
It's a good notch on the belt on the way out. Why not? Yeah.
Xavier is going to talk with Big D and Kylan, after the HOH room reveal. Tiffany, got a squatty potty, by the way. Yes. The toilet experience and the Big Brother house is becoming real luxury here.
We care about the porcelain throne in the Big Brother house. First bidets, now squatty potties. That's good. The big reveal of her HOH room was that she got a Beyonce album, and I've never seen Big D care about anything else in this house the way he celebrated this Beyonce album. So yeah, there's that. Yeah.
Tiffany and Alyssa, when they saw the squatty potty, were like,
ooh.
And then Big D, when he saw the Beyonce album, was like,
ooh. Oh, I love it.
I feel personally targeted by this, Taryn. I hope you know. You know I don't like it. You keep putting it in there. They were excited. I don't know if they were hoo-hoo excited, but they were excited. Yeah.
Oh, they were excited.
Next segment, please. I beg.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xavier, Big D, and Kylan are talking downstairs, and the men of the cookout, they agree that they don't want Claire winning the Coin of Destiny this week. They think that this is actually best case scenario for Claire winning, because Claire is the least likely of the HOHs that could be HOH this week. Tiffany is the person that Claire's the least likely to mess with her nominations. But they still don't want her to win because ideally they just don't have that power, not in their own hands. And so Big D's going to go for it. He's going to try and win this coin of destiny. And Kylan says that Big D should be the one to win the HOH at Final Seven. And this is when they start talking about this. He says, Big D, you should win at Final Seven. And Big D's like, no. I don't want to win at seven. I want one of the girls to win at seven so that they waste one of their HOHs. And then it's us three, all three of us get to compete at the final six. And they're like, yes, that is true. And Xavier's like, yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. And that's why it's important to prioritize Claire before Alyssa. They all agree, because if Alyssa is at final seven, then we can all safely throw the HOH, and then the women will have to win and take Alyssa out. But if Claire's there, then we might not be able to. So again, they are talking about this. They are aware of this. And this is, again, I believe, going to be the new sort of war heading into next week.
Yeah, it's okay. So the thing I'm most sad about is that this pending triple that's going to happen will potentially ruin this final six face off, because right now we're at nine. Next week we're at eight. It's the week after that it's going down, right? The seven is final seven.
The potential triple.
Yeah.
We are assuming that if the 2-hour episode is a triple, that it would start. It would be somebody gets evicted at seven, then the person that gets evicted at six and five would all be that night as well.
Okay, I'm less upset now. That's fine. We can get that competition, the HOH with the six of them potentially. That's good. Yeah, so it's interesting to me because obviously the one thing when it comes to your side person out of the cookout staying later is that if you have the power of persuasion, the way Kylan was able to swing SB, is that you can keep the people you want safe within the six safe. So let's say Alyssa was to win at final seven, then X could hypothetically steer her the way he wanted. So that is something to keep an eye out for. But I do think that also they are right in that having Alyssa be the one to be in there would push them to try and kick Alyssa out of the comp. It's interesting to see that where the two sides might be looking at, with Claire being at the seven and Alyssa being at the seven. This could be a big point of contention. Should they get the final seven, and who would want to win the competition? Because again, you're getting pretty cute at final seven, final six, to be like, I'm going to throw this comp. It's very bold to do. So I'm very intrigued to see who decides to do what, because again, when you're so close to the end, I understand the logic of throwing a competition, but it would be terrifying to throw a competition.
I mean, it's to me why this season remains very interesting, because this is a unique case where the six genuinely want to get to the six, and they're does not appear to be a scenario where they turn on each other prior to that, except for if, you know, another person wins, and they are willing, I believe, to throw it to somebody who would break up the six. If that were, it's out of my hands. But they're not willing to do it themselves. And because of that, we're seeing strategy that is unique to this season of Big Brother, which is this exact thing. Like, you don't want to win at seven when the HOH at six is basically a brand new game, and you don't want to, you know, be vulnerable once you hit the vulnerable state. So who's going to waste their HOH at seven? Somebody that might need to, in the off chance that they might be in danger. And so, you know, we are seeing things that, like, it matters so much more which person goes where. And we're seeing a new kind of strategy evolve from that. And so that's super interesting to me. We'll see. Kylan talks to Big D, and he says, I don't think I should be on the block this week. Don't you think? Well, I mean, what about the votes? You know, what if Alyssa wants to vote me out, and then like Claire wants to vote me out and stuff? I think Alyssa should be on the block. And Big D's like, no, Alyssa wants Sarah Beth gone. She's going to vote Sarah Beth out. She's like, what do you mean Sarah? She wants Sarah Beth gone. He's like, yeah, she just told me she wants Sarah Beth gone. I was like, oh, He goes to Sarah Beth and he's like, Big D just told Alyssa that he wants you out. And she's like, what? Well, that, I guess that makes sense because, she thinks it's me or her maybe. But why would she tell Big D? Maybe she's testing Big D to see if he's more loyal to them than to us. And Kylan's like, well, he told me knowing I'd tell you. So clearly he's more loyal to us, right? See, we're good at this. See, we're doing such a good job, Sarah Beth.
Why are you riling her up? Why are you bringing this up? Leave it alone. This is the thing, though. I feel like Kylan needs to not make any waves this week. I think the writing's on the wall. He just needs to let what's about to happen happen. And because initially he was doing, I thought he was, you know, trying to make it seem like he's the target. But then why would you tell her that someone's going to vote for her? Like, I feel like that's a bad move. For you, man. I don't know why he'd do it. But also, Kylan doesn't mind the conversation. So I feel like he'll be okay with having lots of these conversations potentially. So maybe he's okay with it. It was funny, though. As an outsider, I enjoyed it. It was funny.
Yeah, I feel like Kylan right now, he knows that he tricked Sarah Beth last week. He's been talking all week long about, like, nobody should feel foolish about. I think he's desperately trying to, even after the fact, even now that it's becoming very clear that she made a mistake, trying to convince her that she didn't make a mistake because he knows that he's the one that convinced her to make the mistake. And he's trying to still be like, no, we did the, I convinced you to do the right thing. It's just, you know, unlucky, I guess. Really just trying to pump her up as much as possible. He goes to, Sarah Beth tries talking to Alyssa and Xavier. Kylan tries talking to Alyssa and Xavier. Alyssa and Xavier don't want anything to do with them at this point. Kylan's like, oh, we need to stick together for now and just bank on, you know, hey, somebody else could win Coin of Destiny. And then maybe, you know, we won't even have to worry about Tiffany's situation. And until then, I would recommend we don't do anything drastic. Just we can deal with what Tiffany might do after we know it will actually stick, right? Right. So maybe don't throw me and Sarah Beth under the bus, please, is the message here. And then after he leaves, Alyssa and Xavier are like, nah.
Yeah, we're fine. Our life is fine. And as it should be, again, take the week off, Kylan. You must be tired. 2 weeks of reigning over the house. The week off won't be bad for you. Trust me. Just do that.
Xavier says, one of the two of them has to go. Alyssa makes fun of Sarah Beth, like, I just want to clear the air. A lot of people doing Sarah Beth impressions over the course of the night. I think I'd probably give the crown. Tiffany's is not very good. I'd give the crown to Alyssa myself. I think she's the best at it.
That's always a good sign, too, of who's about to leave when people are just freely doing the impressions of them. It's usually a good sign that they're not long for the game. So everyone's pretty much, you know, the decision's been done. I would have to listen to them for the rest of the week. I'll give you my official answer of who had the best impression next week. Let me get a full week of this, and then we'll go.
All right. Alyssa also, though, making fun of her own game, saying, I've probably been bought out of my own business at this point with people seeing the terrible logic that I spout out every day. Here I am, like, plugging Molly Bird, and, like, they're like, it's not even your business anymore, idiot. She was on a roll last night.
Yeah. Now the thing is, the good news is, Alyssa, and trust me, your business will not be affected by your decisions in game. There's a lot of successful businesses built on the backs of poor gameplay in the Big Brother house. So you'll be fine. Don't worry.
Don't do anything bad.
That's the worst thing. Do anything. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Your poor logic is fine. Tiffany is going to talk with Sarah Beth again. As Sarah Beth comes back up to Tiffany after talking with Kylan, she says, okay, I've thought about it. And I just wanted to let you know that, I don't want you to think that I'm actually with Alyssa and Xavier because I am not. I don't actually know where they stand in this game. I don't actually trust them. I've never trusted Alyssa. I told Hannah, she told Hannah about me coming after her. She said that she said that she doesn't trust me. I've heard that she tried to flip the vote against me when I was on the block. I know that she tried to throw me under the bus when I was up against Christian. I know that she also by the way, tried to claim that you had a really big reaction when Derek lost the HOH last week. I have no loyalty to her. In fact, Big D just told Kylan that Alyssa told him that she wants me out this week. So I do not like her or trust her at all. And the sad part about this for Sarah Beth is that all of this is true and she knew all of this and she didn't trust Alyssa. And then she was talked out of making that move last week by Kylan. She says, the reason I didn't think it would be smart to go against her last week because I thought it was too likely that her and Xavier would win safety. And then look, they did. So I was right. I think I made the right call ultimately. But if you wanted to take the shot right now, I would support you to do that shot. And so, look, I know that I took Derek out this week, but that wasn't against you or Claire in any way. And just so you know, I did have a final three with Derek X. So he was where I know you think you had Derek X. He was actually working with us as well. And when Claire went on the block, it wasn't like, oh, don't put Claire on the block. It was like, oh, well, it's not me, right? Like he only cared about himself. He wasn't protecting anybody. And so you're right. I don't think he was coming for me, but I felt like I had to make a decision moving forward with either you and Tiffany, or sorry, you and Claire, or moving forward with Derek X. And so, you know, last week for me, it was all about winning, building trust with you and Claire. And that's what I wanted to do. That was my goal for the week, is that I wanted to move forward with you and Claire. And so that's really what I was trying to accomplish last week. And Tiffany's like, yeah, I just don't know why you and Kylan both put Claire up on the block 2 weeks in a row, though. If that was the intent there, I don't really understand it. But and Tiffany at this point is leaning even more heavily toward Kylan. She's trying to now convince Sarah Beth that Kylan is more the target than Sarah Beth herself. But this conversation obviously not going well for Sarah Beth as she rambles on and Tiffany. You say you wanted to work with me and Claire, but Claire has hit the block twice in a row, from you and Kylan. I just don't really understand that. And Kylan's whole thing about like nominating her, throwing the veto so that he can use the veto, was nonsense. And she's like, yeah. It's not going to work here.
Yeah, I had forgotten about the whole throwing the veto to gain the veto, to gain trust thing. That was a very good thing to bring up in front of Sarah Beth to maybe try and convince her that Kylan's the one, because that was not a good look. I completely forgot about that. It was kind of like sad to see, because Sarah Beth's going to try everything, but I know it's fallen on deaf ears and it's not even good arguments. Like, it's not like I can be like, well, the argument's good, but they don't want to work. It's not a good argument. It's just all over the place. At the end of the day, you put Claire up and you evicted, you got Baby D evicted. So there's no even, and I don't see the benefit of being like, well, I had a thing with DX. You didn't know about this. So clearly, like, he was self, and like, that's not going to work. She just said you took her legs out of the game. You cannot win this argument. This is not a good argument. And then don't do it in your king shirt. I know that Tiffany doesn't care about the kings or the teams. They've joked about how the jokers are the only ones holding on to these titles. But just, why are you wearing your king shirt at this point? It's not the time for it.
Aza talks to Big D while this conversation is happening. She's just talking about, like, she's like, you know, Xavier said he likes my hair, and anyway, both, you know, no matter how I have it. She's just like, I'm so delusional. You know, X just gives me something to do in this house and I trust him. And then she says, you know, if X hadn't have been upstairs, I would have just grabbed Tiffany and said, let's flip this mother effer. And I would have kept Derek. I really think we should have kept Derek.
Yeah. And so Aza, earlier in the day, there was, you know, Baby D, we said he was making some pitches, making things happen. And Aza was pretty much like, I'm not going to do it. And then as Derek X leaves the room, she was like, I'm going to regret this in 3 days. First it was 2 weeks, then it was 3 days, then immediate regret. She was down. And it's so funny that ultimately what made it so that Derek X was destined to leave was that no one wanted to flip on Xavier. No one wanted Xavier to be blindsided for not being there. So that didn't help. And again, I feel bad for DX, but also it is what it is. But it was very, it's cute that, you know, the hope is alive for Azza with this middle school crush. She still believes, you know, who knows? It's giving her a distraction, which is nice.
Yeah. So Kyland is going to talk to Tiffany after her conversation with Sarah Beth. He says, hey, I was talking to Big D and he's worried that Claire has the money to afford the coin of destiny, because she got a lot of money last week. And Tiffany's like, what? No, what are you talking about? Claire doesn't have money. Why does he think that? Like, oh, well, apparently Derek X told Big D that Claire got 100. She's like, oh, no, that's not true. Why would she tell Derek X and not Hannah? Why would Derek X tell Big D and not Hannah about that information if it was true, right? Obviously, Claire didn't get 100. So don't worry about that. Straight up lying to Kyland here, trying to vouch for Claire not having the money. I don't know exactly what her motivation is for it. I don't know.
Could it be that, if she was to declare this to be fact, it's a thing that she has kept to herself, and therefore now Claire might have a bigger target on her than Alyssa if she's trying to turn the tides there? Well, Claire's not deceptive. She's not lying to us. Like, could that be the reason? I don't know. 100% sure there.
It's possible. I mean, there are, I guess, a few different potential motivations. This likely won't matter all that much, but if Claire does end up being able to afford the coin of destiny, it'll probably be pretty obvious that it's her unless she just keeps the noms the same. So who knows? This might come up later. It might absolutely not matter. But mm-hmm. She lets him know basically the plan is that she's going to put Kylan and Sarah Beth on the block. We already know this. But her plan is to imply to Sarah Beth that Kylan is the target and that, the house flipped on me and and everyone. And there you go. Sarah Beth, you're gone. That will help sort of preserve, the facade here, because it doesn't really make sense to target Sarah Beth over Kylan unless there's something going on. But everybody knows that Sarah Beth's target apart from Sarah Beth at this point. And she also tells Kyland, could you stop giving Sarah Beth points to argue with me about? Like, I can hear your words in what she's saying, and I don't want to have to deal with your points.
Which he does do quite a bit. He primed her up to when before the talks happened earlier in the night. And then later again, he talks to her a little bit. I don't think he can help himself. He's just, that's who he is. He's there to help. He's there to give her some information. But it was so funny because he has been doing that. And I really do love the relationship between Kyland and Tiffany, because I love how she openly roasts him and then also says things like this to him. It very much pleases me. So
Kyland talks to Sarah Beth after this. They compare notes. He's like, I definitely think we're going up. She's like, really? I thought I did okay. and he says, well, I think I'm the target. I think I'm the target. And Sarah Beth's like, well, I don't understand. Why wouldn't she put Alyssa up? Because Alyssa definitely can't win the coin. So like, why wouldn't you put Alyssa up to guarantee that they can't take themselves down with the coin? It's like, yeah, because not everybody plays based on the twist. They play based on the game that they have. And also, you're not going to be able to afford the coin, Sarah Beth. And he says, don't worry. You did do a really good job. You did so good. It's okay. You did a really good job.
One thing that did happen in the conversation with Tiffany and Kyland is that Tiffany also relates to Kyland. Hey, if you can throw the veto to X, throw that veto to X. I would like for X to get removed. I don't want to replace somebody.
Yes. She asks. Yeah, she wants him to not win, because if he wins, she has to put Big D up on the block, which is not ideal. If he could just do her a favor and throw the veto for her while he's on the block, that'd be great.
Yeah, that was great. I did enjoy that. So we'll see. Well, I mean, here's the thing. Kylan's not good at throwing subtly. So we'll see if another repeat happens and he makes it very obvious.
Oh, man. If Kylan obviously throws the veto when he's on the block against Sarah Beth,
oof.
That would be
popcorn.
That'd be great. Sarah Beth. Yeah. I mean, he'd probably just be able to be like, no, Sarah Beth, you don't understand. I did it for us. And she'd be like, oh, okay. But I think Claire and Alyssa might be like, what?
It would be very hard to defend that one, because at least with the other one, it's like, well, if you wanted to protect Claire, you could have still given her the veto. But like, you're doing, I mean, why'd you give it to Alyssa? There, he still got a veto out of it. He's not going to get a second veto out of this one. So it would look very bad. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm actually really wanting him to do it sloppily now. I think that's my ideal situation here, is to watch him stumble it. Yeah.
I don't think he's actually going to throw the veto. But here we go. That's what we're looking at. Tiffany will be nominating Kylan and Sarah Beth very soon, I imagine, here on the feeds. And then we are going to get the high roller twist once again. Now, again, if it is possible that some people get $0, then we are looking at Big D still as the only person who is 100% locked in for the coin of destiny. Hannah will need to get at least $50 from the envelope to be able to afford the coin of destiny, or get $100 from the audience. Which means that basically Hannah needs $100 total, which means she needs, she needs either 100 from the envelope or 100 from the audience or some combo from both. Claire needs 150 in total. So she's going to need either 75 from the audience and 75 from the envelope, or 100 from the audience and 50 from the envelope, or vice versa. Just some combination of those things. She needs both, though. She cannot get zero from the envelope, or she will not be able to afford the coin of destiny. Then you have Azza, who also needs $150 to afford. So she's in a similar position, although she is a lot less likely to get the 75 or 100, which means she probably needs 100 from the envelope to hit that coin of destiny slot. And then, of course, after that, you have Sarah Beth and Kylan, neither of which are very likely to be able to afford the coin of destiny, because I don't expect either of them to hit $100 from the audience, which is what they would need, because they both need 200 full dollars to get to that 250 mark. So there you go. That's what we're looking at here for all of that. I would expect, if Big D gets the coin of destiny, that he would just keep the noms the same, because that's what he intended to do. If Hannah got it, she would keep the noms the same. If Azza got it, she would keep the noms the same. If Claire gets it, she will probably just keep the noms the same. But small chance she might do something a little bit weird with it. Maybe, if she really wanted to be tricky, and maybe she's totally cool with Sarah Beth leaving, because Sarah Beth did just put her and Derek X on the block. But if she really wanted to be tricky, she could maybe replace Sarah Beth with Big D, and then it would be interesting. But I do not expect that to happen here. So that's what we're looking at.
Okay. Real quick, if the veto is used and the coin of destiny person has won the reins, do they replace the nominee?
We still don't know. Now, the way that Big D talked about it is that he was assuming that the original HOH would control the renom, but I again don't know if that's coming from actual information or if it's coming from just assumption. I would assume that the original HOH controls the renom, but you just don't know.
If I'm not going to trust Hannah's knowledge in Big Brother, I'm sure as hell going to take it with a grain of salt when Big D's the one telling me about it. So we'll wait and see what the actual rules are for this. We'll find out.
All right. So that's what we have for you today. Puya, anything else that you wanted to bring up?
Last one, comical one of the theme of the night. So right after the feeds came on, Hannah was about to go get DX's hoodie to wear it. And she was like, I'm not about to look like Gina Marie. And then later, during the very deep conversation they were having with Tiffany, she also had a similar comment. So it makes me happy to know that Hannah's aware that one could end up looking like Gina Marie. And I love that she's like, I'm not about to do that. That's not me at all. Ultimately, even if she wore the hoodie, she wouldn't seem like that, because we're talking 50 some days of friendship versus, you know, 2 weeks of one-sided crush from Gina Marie. So that is that's something I wanted to bring up, is that I like that she was very hyper aware of how she's might look given her reactions to DX.
Yeah, and when in the middle of her sobbing, she's like, damn it, I'm gonna look like Gina Marie. I don't know about that.
Yeah, you're safe.
but it is, hey, it's a time tested tradition of, people, there are lots of examples of people being, very upset when somebody leaves. She just has to make a shrine, with his photo and, maybe some, you know, some like, some of his things. Like put his sweatshirt that, there you go. That would be,
yeah,
not Gina Marie necessarily, but yeah, friendship, when Jesse left and VV11, we got some good examples.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. We definitely have had those in the past.
All right. So that's what we have for you today. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to be live with Rob later in just about an hour and a half in the Patreon group. If you wanted to call in for the Patreon Q&A and ask some questions, chat with us. We have a lot of fun there. I'm sure there's plenty to talk about this week. Tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, I'll update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds, including what happens with these nominations, then what happens with this high roller twist, who ends up getting the coin of destiny, whether or not it lands correctly, and whether or not anything actually even changes if it does. So plenty, I'm sure, to talk about there. Yeah, just keep watching, keep listening. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, or on Twitter @ArmstrongTaryn. Puya, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter @Puyaism and twitch.tv/Puya. I'll be back tonight at 11 p.m. with the pad over on Twitch. That'll be fun. And then obviously we'll be doing Among Us again, 2 p.m. Eastern on Sunday, back with the 15-person lobby. Should be delightful. Always random, always chaos, always fun. Over on Twitch. And as far as podcasting goes, 90 Day Fiance part 2 of the Tell All is done and dusted. I talked about it with Liana Boris on Monday. And then this upcoming week, 90 Day Fiance The Other Way starts. The new season is going to begin. I will be having Asia on to talk with me. And last plug of the week for my podcasting, I did get together with Sasha Joseph and Chappelle to talk Never Have I Ever over on their podcast on the Silent Podcast Network. So definitely go check that out as well. And this should be a fun weekend of feeds. I'm very excited. Today's going to be a lot of fun seeing all the envelopes play out, the money play out. So just enjoy yourselves. Everyone have a good weekend.
Yes. And now I am seeing that the goodbye messages have finally been released. Ooh. Here. I obviously have not had a chance to watch them myself, but I am reading that Kyland did not out the cookout, but that he said that he's been working with a group since week one that has essentially been running the game. So he basically outed the cookout without saying what the cookout was or who was in it. And this is the first even hint of a mention here. I guess Derek X was trying to guess who that group might be, and he was very wrong about it. But I imagine that Derek X will be going to the jury with this information, and they will be speculating. And once the cookout is revealed, Kyland will be the person who has talked about it first now. So he's trying to follow the letter of the law here. He didn't reveal the cookout, but he hinted at it. So we'll see how that works out.
It's kind of like the sadly to a vote equivalent of mentioning the cards. Well, I didn't say it. I just said it was a big alliance from the first week. I didn't say it. So he could get away with that, but we'll see. I think that, you know, obviously the rest of the cookout will be mad if they find out that, there was an inkling thrown in there by Kyland, because they're not going to have the transcript of what exactly he said. So we'll see.
All right. So that's what we have for you. Thank you guys so much for joining us here today, and I will see all of you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot.
So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.